Okay, we're back from recess. It's 10:05. The next item on the agenda is item number one, discussion and consideration of open surplus item bids.
There are no bids to open.
We don't have any bids to open.
This was some of the stuff we've been talking about for the last while.
Yeah, the stuff that Steven brought to our attention to surplus. We're good timing.
Yeah.
I say your name and you walk through the door. I wish that I had that power over everybody.
Just talking about surplus right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks like we didn't get any bids for those items. Do you have a recommendation on how to move forward?
Lower the price for the starting bid, I don't know. Those lights, maybe we can put them on that website. Might get rid of them that way.
Would there be an argument or a reason just to put everything on the website, on the surplus website, and take the highest bid?
We could. I just thought with a trailer and a shell might not really go on the website. I don't know how many people would travel an hour to pick up a trailer or a shell like that. So. We could definitely give it a try.
Just a thought. I'm not necessarily
it won't hurt us
pushing that.
To do it that way.
I
don't know. Would it?
No, we just have to make sure it's very plain that it's as is and not delivered.
As
it has
is
to be
where
picked
it is.
Up. Yeah.
Would we be, in my mind, I feel like we might actually be more likely to get people from Duchesne area, Duchesne County, Union County, to see it, maybe even Green River and Rock Springs if we put it on KSL. Because I don't know, I never heard of that website until I started working here, so I'm just saying.
Right.
We might actually be better off to just do KSL.
Sick cat or kid.
Yeah.
Somebody's phone.
But, so do we just want to start with the website and see what happens?
I'm open to your thoughts and recommendation.
I've never used any of them. We've used KSL a fair amount, right? Right?
In the old days, yeah, we used it quite a bit.
If we choose the website, do we need to kind of like stick with doing it that way until we're not doing it? Because like
I would recommend you wouldn't want to go in at the
same
time.
So would we want to just do website for a month and see what happens and then slap everything on KSL? That don't work.
Well, I think, and maybe, can you put I guess you can put a minimum bid on the website, on the surplus website, can't you? Or just start at $1 and whoever is the high bid at the end.
Yeah, you can put a hidden minimum. So if if the bidding doesn't reach that, then you don't have to sell it.
A floor.
Or start it at a certain point, I would imagine.
Well, you can do it both ways. I mean, or together even, you can start it at $10, say, and have the minimum be $150 or something. So if the bidding doesn't get up to the 150, then you decide whether or not you want to sell it to the top bidder or not sell it at that price. It doesn't require you to sell it if it doesn't meet that
the minimum.
What are your thoughts, Randy?
Well, I think we do like Stephen said and lower the price, and we didn't have many takers of what we wanted. So it's not, and we never really felt that it was that valuable. We took the lights down because they were expensive to run, so we understand going forward that we can't. People are welcome to use them or
make something off of them rather than take them to the dump.
Yeah, I hate to throw them away. The bulbs themselves are
expensive. Yeah, I mean, if you get on eBay or any of those places, you can buy used light fixtures like these ones we got, I mean, they're going for what we're asking, so.
What about going on eBay?
If you want to ship them. Yeah. That's the difficulty with eBay. Yeah. Or I guess you can do a local pickup only on eBay, but a lot of that stuff ends up getting boxed up and shipped.
Yeah, I haven't used eBay in years.
I'd say let's see what the website does and go to KSM if it doesn't work there.
And if you really want to get rid of them, don't put minimum. And somebody will likely.
You say don't put minimum?
Yeah, somebody will buy them for a buck.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the risk is in that scenario is that you don't get much for them, but.
Yeah. But then they're out of our hands and they're being used.
Okay. And I'm not necessarily recommending that, but.
Yeah, I do that for the truck show. All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that takes care of item number 1 and 2 on the agenda. Item number 3, discussion consideration of National Day of the American Cowboy nomination. Did we find out any more? I know there were a couple of people, a couple of years that we weren't sure who... got nominated.
I've got that list. We did nominate somebody the 1 year, and they were on the list, but the other one was COVID, and we did not.
COVID, I don't think they did this.
They may not have had the room.
Yeah, I don't think they did. So who was the...
I can't remember. That was like 2 weeks
was
ago.
Was it Donald?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It was Donald.
And do we have the list? It's not in the package.
No, I couldn't find it. I was looking for it this morning, and it's disappeared. I thought I had it saved on the computer, and I couldn't find it there. Or
in the packets? Was it a part of the packets?
It was.
I thought it was, but I don't know if I brought it in after the fact, and it wasn't. But I couldn't find it going through the old packets.
Well, if Peggy's got it, that'll suffice.
We had... I tried to get...
The deadline's the 21st of March, so we still have a...
Still have time, if we
want to... Time still.
J.D. Sligowski.
That was the list we were thinking about, right? But you don't have the list of people that have been nominated before.
2023 was Randy. 2022 was Donald. I don't have anybody for 21 and 20. I think they got skipped those 2 years for COVID. I couldn't find any forms or any other documents. 2019 was Lisa, 18 was Glenn Tinker, Jed Olson, Bob McKee, Brian Smith, Lee Walquist, Carol Gardner, George Olson, Alex Radosevich, Donald Lloyd, Hugh Stratman, Floyd Briggs, and Boyd Pallison. And that goes back to 2007, and there was not anybody for 2006.
I wouldn't mind, for the list at least that we've got written, we've got Lot, JD, and Brady.
And JD's gone now.
Is he?
Okay. I just found out.
Yeah, Tanner Pallison, Raymond Pallison, Matt Henry, Margie Hollinger.
I nominate Bryn Sogalski too. I don't know what her last name is now.
I think it's Sogalski. I think she still goes by that.
Is she?
That's what I understand.
There's the guy that does the garbage.
Yeah, her husband, Nick Goodman.
Goodman. I don't know. You've done paperwork with them for the rodeos and stuff. Does she put Sogalski or Goodman?
I think she's still going by Sogalski.
I'm pretty sure.
Being That's married a good to one of those women that goes by her maiden name as well.
That's a good recommendation, Randy.
Yeah. Put them on the list and we'll have them.
To remember.
And even Nick. Nick yeah, on the list too.
He hadn't been here that long, but I don't know what to put the... But yeah.
Who else are we missing that we can consider?
There's one other one, but he didn't. I guess he does have horses, but mostly mules.
I don't know if mules constitute a cowboy.
No, I'm down. I'm down. And mule count.
Well, that's...
What about Beck?
Doug? That's a good one to put on the list.
You mean Jed Clampett?
Is that who?
That's his nickname. I didn't know his name was Doug Beck for years. Kenny always called him Jed Clampett.
Was Ned Brady, was he the nominee?
He was.
Okay.
He's on the current this year's list of potential.
But it hasn't been a nominee.
I don't think anybody that we've listed has been has participated.
Scrolling through a list of people.
I say we got a couple more on the list, put it on the agenda for next time, and go one more meeting or two before we vote.
See if we think of anybody else in the meantime. Or...
George Olson was nominated previously, wasn't he?
He's been,
2012.
Yeah.
Jed was.
And Jed was. Okay. Will you put that back on next week, Brian? Mm-hmm. What about Ray Rubel? Is Ray on that list?
It's a good one. Also, is Raymond Pallison been on?
We talked about Raymond last week. He technically lives in Wyoming, and I think it should be...
Raymond?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Raymond Terry.
Terry.
Raymond Pallison.
He's on this list.
He is on that list, I think.
Tanner and Raymond are on it. Donald and their other brother, they've both been on it, or on it.
Boyd?
Boyd.
Donald and Boyd on
this. Yeah, Boyd was on there, and Donald was 2022.
What about Keith Larson?
I don't think he's been put on there.
I'm going to go right straight in his head.
He'd be mad if he did it, probably, but he ought to be on that list. Okay. All right.
We'll have to do ranked choice voting to
maybe so
narrow the list down.
Maybe so.
Or maybe you could call it something else so that it doesn't raise a bunch of red flags for other people that are in the room.
So Carrie just pointed out that Nick Goodman and Brent Slagowski.
They do live in Wyoming. Yeah, that's right.
They're Wyoming, so.
Well, we do have a precedent. We got Carol on there.
We did, but we did. We read the... the rules.
No, I know
last
the rules.
Time,
yeah.
But Carol's out of the county as well, and maybe that's something.
Carol
that's
got it.
Yeah,
right.
Carol. Yeah.
I know, but
okie doke.
Yeah, I can think of quite a few others that are just outside of the county. Bob Slagowski.
I can think of a family I'm tied to, but
yeah. Yep. Yeah, is there anybody over that way that is in the county that we ought to put on that list, Jack?
I was trying to think of the different committees and stuff and people that operate. I don't know that any of them clean ties or anything.
Okay, well, moving along. Item number 4, discussion consideration of Gallagher client coverage acknowledgement and compensation disclosure statement. This is one that we tabled last week.
It was just
isn't it?
It was just correspondence last week.
Oh, that's right.
So
well, we had the big discussion
right.
on it last week. Yeah. I'd make a motion to go forward unless there's other information that Carrie... different than what we discussed.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to sign and acknowledge the Gallagher client coverage acknowledgement and compensation disclosure statement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're right on schedule. Item number 5 is a 1030 public hearing for a potential land transfer to the MBA. So we will recess from our commission meeting and then begin that public hearing.
So moved.